It's 8:42, Monday morning with the Musers. This is a Musers tradition. Every year, the Monday after, we visit with the winner of the Kentucky Derby. So joining us now via satellite from the stables at Churchill Downs is Sovereignty, the winner of Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Good morning.
Hey, Musers.
Sovereignty.
I tell you, I have been wanting to say that my whole career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, to be on with you guys, that's a thrill. It is.
Well,
it
congratulations.
Is. Oh, well, thank you. I want to thank the sheik of, I don't know, one of them Arab countries over there. Mm-hmm. He's my, they're calling him my owner.
Yeah.
But I prefer the term governor.
Okay.
I think it's time to update that. And you know, nobody believed in me. The favorite was the horse called Journalism.
Mm-hmm. 3-1, I think.
Yeah, that's right, George. Good. Yeah, yeah. I guess I proved that journalism is fake news.
Yeah.
What a galloping glue factory that horse is. I beat journalism just like Trump's did, you know, cracking down on that stuff, man. I tell you, but journalism came in second, battled me, but I won. The rain was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw
that. That was a wet track.
Yeah. It was, George, it was. And I did like seeing all them fancy hats get rained on.
Yeah.
I spent all that money on outfits, and then the rain just gets, you know. But I haven't seen that many wet women since I went to the Magic Mike movie premiere.
Okay.
Yeah. Craig's over there laughing. George's like, what? And Craig's like,
147,000 people, though. That's got to be... That's got to be nerve-wracking.
It makes you nervous. It does, George. Totally nervous. I know it's nerve-wracking. The race alone makes you scared, and then you're running in those horrible conditions.
Yeah.
You know, I was afraid it was going to break a leg or something like that.
slip
and everything. I had that. Yeah, my trainer, right before I go out there, says, hey, break a leg, and then realize what he had said.
Yeah,
and,
you don't say that.
Yeah,
horse
don't say it to a horse.
No.
But the messiest 1.25 miles I've ever run in my life, I mean, it was more mud than a Lollapalooza porta potty.
Okay. Jeez.
2 minutes and 2 seconds. I did the Chuck Woolery thing. That's how fast
I
ran it.
Two and two.
Had to put on my natural grass cleats, though. So I had to change out my horseshoes right before the race.
Y'all wear cleats?
We do. One by 1.5 lengths. Did it.
Pretty dominant.
$3 million, I think, is what I won. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And I am going to go on a cocaine binge like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm going to go on a spending spree here.
Yeah?
I'm going to get a tricked out Miata. I've always wanted a Mazda Miata. Caviar laced hay. I'm really into that. Going to upgrade my girlfriend.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, of course. You got to do that. I'm a winner now, George. Come on. But my girlfriend had a pretty good weekend, too.
Who's that?
She won the Kentucky Oaks. That's that race that happens on Friday.
Okay.
Before the Derby. Good Cheer is her name.
Okay.
She's a filly. And so I watched her run and everything. Did y'all watch the Kentucky Oaks, by the way?
No.
Yeah, I tell you, if the Kentucky Derby is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, that Livy Dunn Kentucky Oaks intro was the worst 12 seconds in sports. I mean, she botched it. She couldn't memorize 2 sentences to say, riders up, you know.
Whatever.
That was the most unseasoned white girl in the history of whiteness.
Wow.
And y'all pushing her to do the intro. But her boyfriend wasn't there, that Paul Skeens.
Right, yeah.
Baseball guy.
Yeah.
So she may be single.
Okay.
Don't know if she's into horses.
Well, I doubt it.
I won't throw my harness into the ring. Let's bring it back down.
Okay, okay. Bring her down.
Yeah, so maybe I'll go out with Livy Dunn or think about going out with that Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, she's got about the best looking horse face I've ever seen.
Okay,
so.
Now.
No, I'm saying it's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But and I want to thank Churchill Downs for that revamped paddock area. They spent like $200 million that thing, and it is nice. I tell you, we all got our own individual Robert Kraft milking tables.
Oh, my gosh.
So, wow. I can't even keep up with it.
Get a little relief before the race, you know. Ease the nerves a little bit. And I don't want to get into any hot goss here, but Aaron Rodgers was there, and he had a ring on his finger, so a lot of people thinking he may be engaged to some new mystery woman out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so who knows, George? I know you love Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know that I love Aaron Rodgers.
You gotta be sad that he's off the board now.
I don't know about that.
George is like over there going, I don't know about that. And then I'm like, what? And you're like, who? And I'm like, ah.
Well, congratulations, and what are you going to do with your winnings outside of getting a Miata?
You know, I'm going to get the Miata, and then I'm going to Disneyland. I am going.
That may be a deal that he had there.
Yeah, I just made $500,000 for saying that.
Wow, you're rolling in it.
No, but no, I'm just getting together. Razor and I are going up to his place in Canada.
Oh, and, you know Razor?
Yeah, no Razor. Wow. Go way back. And so we're going to do some hunting up there. It's going to be fun.
Well,
are you okay?
I'm so sorry. I gotta go. That was not just air. So
okay.
I gotta go.
Thank you very much. Well, good luck, Sovereignty.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. There he goes, the Kentucky Derby winner.